Geekscape. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. It's Lick and Kink. It's Lick and Kink.
Hey people, how's it going? It's Alex here, and no, we're not dead. It's been, as anybody on our social media can tell, a pretty hectic and crazy and harrowing, but also optimistic last month or so. Basically, I thought I'd put together a sort of State of the Union thing, because we were planning on wrapping down for the rest of the year anyway, but we're gonna have some more content coming out anyway. Basically, you know, it's like, where's Nerd News been? What's been going on? What's going on with Red? Anybody that follows Birdman's social media knows that he's had a pretty big health scare. For anybody that doesn't know, he had an illness that led to a major infection, resulting from complications of diabetes and other health issues he's had, and he had to have an amputation done. So he's going to be out of commission, at least from the main episodes and just in general, recovering in hospital for the next foreseeable future. So it could be several months. That being said, it doesn't mean he's not going to take part in anything we're doing. We might have to Skype him in, we might have to go visit, do whatever that we do there. It does mean that pretty much any project he was on is on hold. It doesn't mean that Nerd News isn't ending, and we are going to ramp down. We're probably going to do a little episode here or there in the next week or so. Maybe I'm floating things around, but we're hoping to get sort of a gift guide out, sort of a last-minute thing, what we've been doing. Might do an update with Tristan as well and Michael about what's up, how are you feeling, that sort of thing, sort of a catch-up thing, like a year-end thing. We do have some reviews coming. So from myself, you're going to have Skyrim on the Switch. That's taken me a while to beat. So, and as a first-time Skyrim player, I also have Dead Synchronicity on the Switch to release a review for. That should be coming soon. I either might put that on the game guide and release it individually as a rad. We've also got, I believe, Crash Bandicoot coming from Tristan, and the new LEGO Super Heroes 2, I believe it is, from Tristan as well. And probably in the order I spoke, is we're going to be releasing them. Hoping to pay a visit to Birdman this coming weekend, and maybe we'll have an update from him that I can release. And as far as, let's see, we've got everybody. Oh, we've got Blanchard. Blanchard has been a busy, busy, busy boy, and we'll have to let you on in on everything that he's been doing, but at a later time, we'll find out from him when he's available to speak and see what's up and catch up. But that being said, it's sort of everything got a little derailed because of health issues, just on multiple parts. You know, I had some on my end, Tristan as well. It's been sort of, the last month has been a shitty month when it comes to health. That being said, moving forward, everything seems to be optimistic, and everything looks good. I would say if you have anything you want to say, well wishes and whatnot for Birdman, please give him a shout on his Twitter handle, you know, on Birdman Dodd, or his Facebook. Basically, anywhere on social media, you know Birdman, you know where to find him. I know he would love to hear from you, any feedback, anything that could be inspiring and helpful, because it's going to be a scary run for him for the next little bit. Alrighty, so that's pretty much where we're at right now. I might put something else at the end of this. If not, who knows? But expect content to be rolling out. It's just we had that break simply because I did not want to release anything or record anything until I knew really what was going on with Michael, because it was really touch and go as to whether or not, like, what was happening. Like, there was a possibility of him, a serious possibility of him just dying on the operating table or be in the hospital real soon. But now that everything is settled, is sort of what's happening. He's moving into recovery. We'll find out more from him directly. I'm going to make sure he touches base with everybody because I don't think anybody's actually heard from him since he's gone in. They've seen Twitter and his Facebook because he tries to be active and positive on there, but you know he doesn't have access really to equipment or anything. But I'll bring some sort of recording equipment just to say hi and have him speak something in. So, you know, Birdman lives. Birdman lives! Hashtag Birdman lives. Anyway, all right, guys. Thanks for sticking with us and going through this sort of drought and dry spell with content. But we're going to have stuff rolling out. So anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. See ya!
Some like roommates, I love.